In this bulletin, police in Western Australia release footage of the moment 4-year-old Cleo Smith was found. COVID-19 cases rising in Europe. And in tennis, Australian James Duckworth enjoys another excellent day at the Paris Masters. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Police in Western Australia say there's still much work to be done after the dramatic rescue of 4-year-old Cleo Smith. Cleo was found alive and well early on Wednesday morning at a property in Carnarvon, just minutes from her family home. A 36-year-old Carnarvon man was taken into custody and questioned over the suspected abduction and has not yet been charged. Detective Senior Sergeant Cameron Blaine says the investigation continues.
The 36-year-old male is helping us with inquiries at the moment. We've got a number of things to firm up. As you know, for 18 days we've been collecting information, so there is a lot to go through. It's a massive task ahead of us. However, we're just making sure we dot all the I's, cross all the T's, and when that time comes, we'll certainly let everyone know.
Acting Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce says the French president calling Scott Morrison a liar is more extraordinary than a text message between the two leaders being leaked. Mr. Morrison hasn't denied his office leaked a text from the French President Emmanuel Macron over the cancellation of the $90 billion submarine contract. Scott Morrison has denied misleading the French and insists concerns about the submarine project had been raised with them for some time. Mr. Joyce says the Prime Minister should be allowed to defend himself, saying a leaked text message is no worse than Mr. Macron's comments.
It's not as extraordinary as calling another leader of another country a liar when they're not. A person of the substance and the position of the leader of France calling the Prime Minister of Australia a liar, that's a pretty big statement.
Governments and big investors have announced fresh plans to pour trillions of dollars into curbing global warming. There's growing consensus that the private sector must be involved if the world is to avoid catastrophic global warming. Alok Sharma, the British official chairing the climate talks in Glasgow, insists the shift in the private sector is genuine.
What we have seen over the last few years is a big move in the private sector and the financial services sector to go green. I remember when I started in the city in the 1990s, clearly climate finance investing in green was not mainstream. I do believe it is now mainstream.
The World Health Organization says the number of coronavirus cases has risen in Europe for the fifth consecutive week, making it the only world region where COVID-19 is still increasing. The UN Health Agency says new cases jumped by 6% in Europe compared to an 18% increase the previous week. Heather Papowitz, the emergency management specialist at the WHO, says Romania now has one of the worst COVID-19 death rates in the European Union.
We just visited a hospital, the emergency department full of patients, full of COVID. It was pretty dramatic. And that would put this at a very high level. The numbers of cases are high. I know the numbers of deaths just reached an all-time high.
In tennis, Australian James Duckworth enjoyed another excellent day in his breakthrough season by battling into the last of 16 of the Paris Masters. The 29-year-old is set to rise into the world's top 50 for the first time next week after his victory against rising Italian star Lorenzo Musetti on Wednesday. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny, 25 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 25. Melbourne, showers easing, 19. Hobart, a possible early shower, 19 degrees. Canberra, rain and 18. Wollongong, a shower or two, 22. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle, partly cloudy and 27. Also cloudy in Brisbane, 26 degrees. Showers in Cairns, a top of 30. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm and 37 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.